A Caribbean island once full of lush trees and teeming with wildlife is nearly completely deforested and undergoing a mass extinction event. State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick has more on new research from a Temple University scientist showing Haiti is closer to losing its rich biodiversity than almost any country in the world.
Cute. Pretty frog. And look at the orange. Wow. That is gorgeous.
Blair Hedges spent decades in the rainforests of Haiti studying new and rare species like this frog he came across during a trip in 2011.
There's another individual calling there. This is quite interesting.
Although he's had many surprises over the years like this one, he says he was shocked by the results of his latest research. In a recent paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, he and his co-authors revealed that Haiti has lost almost all of its virgin forests.
That's something that, up until this analysis, nobody had any idea it was that bad.
And because of this deforestation, they estimate that more than half of Haiti's species will be wiped out by the year 2035.
Haiti is in the middle of a mass extinction, and it's already lost a large number of species because entire areas where unique species exist are no longer present.
Using NASA satellite imagery to analyze the landscape, Hedges and his colleagues found that the country only has about 1% of its primary forest left, as people have been cutting down trees to farm and make charcoal for cooking.
Most people working in Haiti could see that there's very little forest left, but none of us really expected it to disappear that quickly.
Sitting in his office at Temple University in Philadelphia, where he directs its Center for Biodiversity, Hedges explains that Haiti is at the forefront of a global trend, with species disappearing at up to 1,000 times the normal rate.
We're unquestionably into a mass extinction globally.
Haiti's story is largely one of habitat destruction, cutting down trees. But that's just one of the components in an ongoing worldwide mass extinction driven by climate change, invasive species, and other human-related factors.
You think of removing the forests as you're just removing the trees, the plants, but actually you're removing everything.
Stuart Pym, a professor of conservation ecology at Duke University, was not involved in this study, but calls it a tragic and brutal example of what happens when people destroy forests.
I think Haiti is probably the worst place in the world to be a species.
He says that biodiversity isn't just a nice thing to have.
The natural world, the natural environment, provides very, very valuable services to us.
Known as ecosystem services, they include things like when a forest, for example, helps to clean the air and water and prevent soil erosion. Pym says this became clear to European settlers who cut down many of the trees in the eastern U.S., including Pennsylvania, which was almost completely deforested.
And so Haiti's story ought to resonate. It is a lesson that we need to heed in terms of managing our own wild areas, our own forests, our own watersheds and rivers.
With so little original forest left in Haiti, Hedges says he's had to take on a new role, from being just a scientist to also becoming a conservationist. 42 of the country's 50 highest mountains have lost all their virgin forests. So he's leading an effort with an organization he co-founded called Haiti National Trust, planning to buy up one of the last remaining mountaintops.
We're really looking forward to saving at least this piece of Haiti's biodiversity.
The purchase would protect an area in southwest Haiti roughly 1.5 square miles in size. It's called Grand Bois, or Big Forest. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.